are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast. This is Juan, a.k.a. P, alongside the Fran Tarkenton of Fantasy Football Managers, Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and leave a review.
Yep. What up? What up? What up?
Yo,
Frank Target. Did he play for the Vikings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard that name before. He never won a Super Bowl?
Never won a Super Bowl. I can. Let me see if I. I was looking up his career, and he was in the Vikings two separate times. I think that the years that the Vikings actually won a Super Bowl, I have to look it up.
He wasn't on the
team. He wasn't on the team.
Stalker.
So I think it was 2-2 of the losses. The fun fact of Fran Tarkenton, before we move on, to let you know how skilled he was, when he retired, he was at the top of almost every major quarterback category.
Hmm. Is he in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
But did you know that?
I did not. But that was probably in the Stone Age. there was only like 10 quarterbacks at play.
Yeah, but hey, it's a testament to your skill, my brother. Yeah, It is.
Now, you know, times have changed.
Yeah, so as you may know, this is our lights out episode.
Yes, week one is coming. Are you excited?
I'm so excited, man. Honestly, I was looking at my phone. You know, I'm obsessed with the Yahoo app now. And it told me, you know, a recap of how long I've been on my phone. Have you seen that when it gives you like a summary?
Yeah.
Yo, when I saw the number and I saw the app that I was in, I knew that fantasy had done this to me.
It said you're up 20% from last week.
Yo, you almost nailed the number. It was higher. I'm ashamed to say.
Hey, it's fantasy season is among us, guys. And you already know what time it is, man. We're waiting for news on the daily.
Yeah, that's what it is. And now we have this podcast. So not only are we doing a podcast for people in general, but we're also doing one for our league. So it's like I feel like the league is a little more chatty, a little more active this year. And there's just so much pressure for us to let's keep this banter going and the competitive edge.
Facts.
So how are you feeling about the season before we move on? How you feeling?
I'm excited, man. I'm very excited. I've been waiting for football for a long time. I think that's when it's probably my favorite sport to watch. It's not one. It's my favorite sport to watch, hands down. Fantasy football aside, I just enjoy watching it. It's a different sport. I'm not good at it, but it's my favorite one to watch. I don't know why.
All right.
Fantasy football probably helps a little bit, though, and betting.
It does. It actually does. I feel like I'm more engaged to what the other games as opposed to me just focusing on my team and really not, you know, only caring about the good players and that's it.
Yeah. You got to do scouting, man.
let's get started on this.
Well, before we jump in.
Yeah. Let's get into some, there's some tea that anytime we have some in our league.
Breaking news.
Yeah. We'll have some breaking news here to break. And it's a trade that was completed. Has it been approved by the commissioner's office or no?
Nah, I think he said he's putting it on the board, and man, it should have gone accepted already. These trades are, they should just go through if they get accepted by two grown. And
it was a one for one?
Yeah, one for one.
And it was between CP and Apex.
Yep.
And what we discussed in our draft recap, I believe Ryan spoke about it, was that these two teams actually matched for a trade. Because one is receiver heavy and the other is running back heavy. And Ryan, you nailed that. So you want to tell them what the
trade
is?
We kind of joked that Apex will be making a trade and trying to finagle some no names for a decent enough running back. But they actually made a good enough trade, man. Both sides, I think, made out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking me personally, I would prefer the running back side because running backs rule the world.
Tell them the trade.
But it makes sense. It makes sense. With CP getting Gibson now, and he has Akers on his bench, it makes sense for him to move one of his backs for – and his back being Gurley for Juju. So I want to explain my feelings towards both players. I think I already did in the draft recap, but
yeah. So just to basically give you all context, the trade was Apex was sending Juju to CP for Todd Gurley. And in our league, we don't do the vetoing stuff. What we do is we leave it to the commissioner, and the commissioner will then go around and start asking questions individually. So that way it's not corruptible. Or I like our process. I remember we used to beef a lot about trades, man. Remember?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fights. I like this way. So right now, as soon as he gets the amount of approvals that he feels that's comfortable from the other owners, is going to go through. And I feel like, you know, I'm not going to tell you who won a trade because I feel like both of them feel like they won their trade. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think this is a great trade for both of them. They were loaded in that respective position. So I really like that they made these moves, and it goes to show you, man, sometimes you can't even wait for week one, cause you just got to kind of, maybe you couldn't get a player you wanted in the draft.
Yeah. Or you fumbled and you're like, yeah, I gotta make some changes cause this isn't going to work.
Yeah. Before we get into this, have you ever made a trade before the season started?
I don't think I have. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I've been contemplating a couple of trades in this league. I'm not going to say who, but at the end of the day, I just trusted my draft, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stick with my guys.
Hey, it seems like a lot of people are talking trade. I've gotten a lot of rumors. I have a lot of sources.
Have you gotten any trade offers?
I haven't gotten any trade offers, okay. No. But I also feel like, look, there's one owner that he has given me a bad rap. I have a bad reputation because of this owner. He calls me, he says that I pump fake on trades.
Wow.
He calls me the Dak Prescott of trades. I just do the hip swivel, bro. But
Nice.
Yeah, I don't really believe in trading this early, but sometimes if there's a player that you wanted, and it seems like from what we heard from them, it seems like
they really wanted. Yeah, and what we also have seen in the chat is a couple of bets coming here and there, but nothing really going down. And it seems to be all shots at John. Everybody's trying to bet with John.
Hold on. Do we have a matchup bet?
I think between CP and his opponent, right?
And let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they bet something. Simple.
There's $20 on the matchup, apparently. Yeah. So, speaking of matchup.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
All right, so we decided we're going to start with matchups so that you and I could follow along. So we're going to respect the order that Yahoo has given us. So yeah. Anyone feeling that we've taken favorites or anything like that? No.
We don't care.
We don't.
Yeah. Well, okay. What we're going to do within these breakdowns and these matchups, we're going to keep it really simple and not going to drag it out. We're going to go over them. We're going to not predict. We're going to pick the teams we think are going to win the week and maybe go over a matchup or two that we like and stuff like that.
Ah, sounds good to me, man. You ready?
Yeah, let's start it.
All right. So the first matchup that we discussed was He Hate Me versus No Limit Soldiers, and we call him Pootie. That's what you hear us call him. Pootie is a good manager. He's a good manager. Good. I think people give him slack, but I feel like Pootie's been learning. Come on, man.
Pootie's a good manager.
Yeah.
He's slightly above average.
Nice. I'm sorry. Yo, but did the check clear before we start complimenting him anymore?
I think it's still pending.
It's still fine. All right. That's it, Pootie. That's all we're giving you. So the matchup is between these two guys. Right now, how do you want to do this? Do you want to go player by player? Or we're going to have the graphic on the screen so that they
can... Yeah, so you'll see the team's matchups. Some lineups aren't completely set, as you can see.
Yeah.
So we're going to go of who they have in their starting lineup. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. So honestly, my favorite out of all of these guys on both sides right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is probably going to be Austin Eckler against Cincinnati. I think he's in a prime position to just do what Austin Eckler does. And then we'll see what Nick Chubb could do against the Ravens. Because if he can perform against the Ravens, then he can perform against anybody. So I think they have two, like, head-to-head matchups. I would prefer Nick Chubb, but because of the matchup, I think it's more equal than it would be on most weeks.
Mm, man, look, HHM's quarterback to me is amazing.
no favorites here.
There's no bias here at all. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a Buffalo Bills fan.
But he has Josh Allen.
I was literally getting passionate with you about Josh Allen and the fact that people are disrespecting him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
for the record, I like Josh Allen as a football player, but it's just still a lot to be answered for me personally. But I don't think
I think it warrants having an episode about a good NFL player versus a good fantasy player and how to delineate between the two. But moving on to here, I do like Josh, maybe more than you do.
Yeah. Now I like Josh against the Jets. I just feel like they probably won't have to do as much. So
okay. If I were to pick a player that stands out, it's Zach Moss, another Buffalo Bill. Damn. Again, I didn't mean to do that. Shouts to HHM.
It's HHM, man. Is he a Bills fan?
Yeah, he is. we have three Bills fans in this league.
Yikes.
Yeah, so we're like a majority in this league. So shout out to us. Anyway, I really like Moss. I was telling you about him in the offseason. We were talking about him heavy leading up to the draft. We really like Moss a lot. I like Singletary as well, but I feel like Moss is going to have an immediate role and a meaningful one in terms of the quality of the touches he gets.
Yeah.
Right. I think he'll get the goal line work. He'll get the short yardage. And a lot of times the short yardage are more towards, within the 20 yard line, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I really like Moss and on Pudi's side, I like his roster construction. I like Robert Woods. I feel like he's a really good sleeper. He's in the flex. So I really like what he did there because he knows that Woods has a role now. I mean, not that he didn't have a role, but he's officially the number two. There's no more Cook on the squad. So I feel like that's a key player right there for me.
Yeah, before we go and pick who we think is going to win, it's very interesting. I just noticed that Pudi doesn't have a quarterback in. So he has either a possibility to stack Robert Woods with Jared Goff or try to play keep away and play Baker versus HHM's Odell. So we'll see what happens there. I think that's probably what he's debating right now. If you are, drop a comment below.
Yeah.
and then from there, it's a very tight matchup, man. I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah. This was tough.
Yeah,
and one thing that to note before we get into these matchups, normally home field advantage would be something that we maybe weigh a little heavier on before COVID. But now with COVID and no fans in the stands, a question that you have to keep in mind when you're making these picks, especially as it relates to someone being home versus away, does home field really carry an advantage now?
Yeah.
Right?
All right, cool. So let's pick our – who are you going with?
I feel like if Pudi sets up his lineup the way I feel like he's gonna set it up, it's gonna be one of those games where it'll come down to maybe the last games on Monday. But I'm gonna, to me, I always tend to lean with a team that has a better running back construction. And that would go with HHM. So I'm going to give HHM the slight edge, especially because
he has a better running back construction.
I think so because of Eckler and Mac. I think that we're underplaying Mac and overplaying David Johnson. That's what's happening here.
Yeah.
I think
I mean, this is what we're going to finally see. Week one is going to show us what Mac's going to do, and week one's going to show us what David's going to do. So this is why it's tough to pick this matchup. Man, for me, it's a toss-up. It's hard to pick. You literally can, like, close your eyes, flip a coin, and one of these guys will win. But if I had to pick one, I'm going to go with Pudi, man. I'm going to be honest. Okay. I love that he has Woods in the flex. Mm-hmm. If I'm going flex versus flex, I think Woods is going to contribute a little bit more than Moss.
I disagree.
You think Moss is going to
– I think Moss will contribute as much as Woods as you think Woods will.
Absolutely not. Can we get a little?
I think we can put
water
that
bet. A water bet here.
Yeah.
I bet you that Robert Woods outscores Zach Moss.
Okay. I bet you. All right,
cool. We're gonna put that on the board, and then next week when we recap, we'll see what happened.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Let's jump into this next matchup.
All right. The next matchup we have on the board is this team is Will. That's what we're going with, right? Because his team name is literally just symbols. and then we have Nelson, who you might have heard from the drop. So we have probably one of my favorite drafts with Will. And we have Nelson, who was a really surprisingly solid draft.
Yeah.
You know, for again, I think we spoke about this, for how he used to draft before. I think he
for put, his standards.
Yeah, for his standards. I think he totally gave us a good fucking a good draft.
Yeah, yeah. So standouts.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I'm not even gonna go with the number one pick. I feel like that's easy.
Yeah,
for
me. That's too easy.
You know who I'm gonna go with? And this is someone that I always talk to you about. I feel like you're lower than him than I am.
I already know.
You already know.
Who? Darren Waller.
Yeah. Darren Waller, everywhere, every single source that I hear, the offense is going around Waller. You can have any wide receiver one there, even though Edwards, I really like him. But the offense is going around Waller and Jacobs, and, you know, play action, all that plays into what Chucky wants to do over there in Las Vegas. Yeah, I like Waller a lot.
For me, on Nelson's side, I love that he has that Brady and Godwin stack. It's just, if anything happens in there and they go off, that's going to give him a big boost. Mm. But if I'm being completely honest, I think Will takes this. I'm going to go right into my pick. I think Will takes this. He just has too much firepower at running back. And I feel like it's just going to overpower everything else that Nelson's team does.
I agree. Yeah.
You picking Will too?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Will as well. I like Kansas City's defense. It's sneaky too. I will say this about Nelson's team. We don't know what Stephon Diggs is going to be in Buffalo, right? So
Homer.
It could be a better pick than and I don't know. Damn, I went right to a Buffalo player again. And the New England defense, let's put an asterisk right by this, because
they might put up 20.
Yeah, last year New England defense was scoring up there with running backs.
Yeah.
So what kind of scoring are we getting from New England this year? Because they can be league winners if they play like they did last year.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with Will on this as well.
Cool. Let's jump right into the next one.
Go to the next one. And the next one is this is a solid matchup. There's a lot of trash talking going on, but I feel like from John, you don't expect anything less.
Yeah.
So we have Apex versus John, the host show. And this is a good matchup too, man. What stands out to you here immediately?
Well, knowing that Apex is going to be getting Todd Gurley probably in his RB2, so that's going to change his lineup a little bit. He's still probably deciding who's going to put in his flex because it's empty right now. John's team is good from start to finish. I'm not going to lie. I think he'll know right away, but after the Thursday game, the outcome of his game, depending on Deshaun Watson gives him. If Deshaun Watson can give him what I think he can, it should be a good matchup, man. Apex is an underdog in this for now, but I'm not surprised if he can pull this off. What are you thinking?
I would say Apex was an underdog before he got Gurley.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the playing field is a little more level because we talk about running back construction, right, including the flex. If that's what Apex is going to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
His flex just got stronger. Because his RB2 just got stronger. So now when you couple that with Hill and Thielen and Breeze, to me, Breeze is a little more volatile than people think in fantasy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the edge to John on this one.
Yeah, they'll know a lot after the Thursday game, first game of the season, because they got some star-studded players in that matchup. So I think we'll know a lot after that game. And then,
yeah. Hey, it doesn't hurt to have Breeze at home, though.
That's versus Tampa Bay. So
yeah, he's different.
So who you taking?
I'm gonna take John. I'm gonna have to go with John on this, and strictly because I really like his receivers. They're solid. They're gonna be involved. They're in offenses that cater to their positions. Their running backs. You know how we feel about his RB2. He could be a total boom, but for right now, total bust. Yeah. So I'm cautiously optimistic that RB2 is gonna pan out for him. But you know, the rest of it is solid. He's got a great kicker and everything else. So I feel like he's probably got the more rounded out team, and I'm going to lean towards that as opposed to a team that I feel like just has three solid good running backs, and their receivers are strong, but you know, Hill is more of a boom or bust also.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want anybody to lose more probably than John in week one. I'm going to be completely honest. And I'm going to go with the underdog here. I'm going to speak into existence, man. I'm going to go with Apex. I think his receivers are far beyond better than John's.
Wow.
Not even close. Hill and Thielen combo, I'm sorry. I'm taking them over every single one that John has.
Yeah.
Only thing that scares me is what Kelsey will do Thursday night. Because, I mean, we'll see. If Hill and Thielen can go off like I know they could go off, we're going to see Thielen in a true wide receiver one role. Joe Mixon could put up against the Chargers. Who knows, man? I'm taking Apex in a close game, man.
I like that. I like that. Apex is not that, you know, you're not my boy. let's go to the next one. Hey, what do you know? Let's go is on the next one.
Yeah.
So we have Let's Go against COVID. It's not that I'm afraid to say it. I just hate the fact that your team name is that. So Let's Go against CP.
Yeah.
And this matchup is a sneaky good one because Let's Go, again, we spoke about his team, and he has two players on his team. I'm gonna cheat and give you two players, two key players. And it's Mahomes and Thomas on Let's Go. What are they gonna do for him?
Are you asking me?
No, I feel like that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm choosing them.
You think it starts and stop? It finishes and ends there.
Yeah, it needs to be.
And starts there.
You remember the Randy ratio?
Yeah.
This team is the perfect example of the Randy ratio, except Mahomes and Thomas are both Randy Moss.
Yeah, he's very, very top heavy.
Yeah, so most of his points need to come from there. So we're talking about Patty needs to have one of those four touchdown nights.
Yeah.
And we need Thomas to have one of those 150 yards and a touchdown night.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I agree. So those two guys easily stand out on CP's team. I think the most exciting piece is going to be Clyde. See what he does opening night. And based off of that, I mean, and again, Drake, but again, tough matchup against San Francisco, so who knows. But again, I think this is a lot closer than people think it's going to be. How many, like you said, if I'm picking...
One thing to note, his wide receiver two position is empty because he just made the move for Juju.
This
current configuration that he has right now, you have to add Juju to that wide receiver two slot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough, man. I hate to keep putting you on the spot and make you pick first.
killing me.
Well, who are you going with?
I would like to highlight Hayden Hurst one more time on CP's team. Atlanta's last few tight ends and Matt Ryan have developed chemistry to the point where they've all been propelled to the top five, I would say. Am I lying about that? Wasn't Hooper in the top five last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Matt Ryan has, regardless whether he has Julio and Ridley and whoever else on the outside, I feel really good about Hayden Hurst, and I'm a little pissed that CP has him, but I think he did good there. Now, the matchup, who to pick? Because I feel like, and again, we're going to go with the construction of the team, because I feel like Let's Go is relying on two people way too much, I have to pick CP.
Yeah, this is forcing your hand, and I'm going to just follow up and say the same exact thing. If he had a little bit more balance, I could maybe think about picking his team. But based on CP's lineup, I just think he has a lot more to offer. And he could probably, as close as I think it's going to be, I think he pulls away and he gets his W to start the season.
And Dak, man. Dak is going to have a hell of a year.
Facts. Cool. All right, let's get to this next one.
The next matchup, did we say we were going to do my matchup next?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to my matchup, and that's my team against the newly named Suicide Squad. You're welcome for the name. You're welcome.
Facts.
So in this matchup, I feel good about the PE guys. Those guys are awesome. Segna. What do you think? Let's go and let me make a note here. I'm sorry to cut you off here. Give me an unbiased review, because I not that I ever think that you don't give
but
rumors on the board are that we were patting each other on the back too much on this. Nah,
absolutely not. What I was going to ask you, since this is your matchup, I wanted to ask you, who is the person that you fear the most, obviously besides Saquon?
Okay.
Like, who's right. somebody that you're like, damn, if he goes off, I probably will lose.
Okay. I'm going to go with Julio. Mm.
Yeah,
Julio,
man.
Julio is – there's no sign of slowing down for him.
Yeah.
And I feel like the last few years, I didn't draft him because I'm like, man, maybe this is the year he slows down.
And then he keeps getting 1,200 yards.
Yeah. And then I have him, and then I play against him, and I'm like, damn, I knew I should have picked him.
Six straight seasons with 1,200 yards.
And people look at the touchdown numbers. I feel like
that's what I look at.
yeah. But when you look at yardage, in his yardage versus the person next to him, I'll take the yards.
Yeah, he's always going to be in that top three no matter what.
Yeah, so Julio's the guy I'm looking at. I feel like he's the guy that, coupled with Barkley, they could swing this.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, you expect him to do what Russell Wilson does.
Mm-hmm.
But if Amari Cooper can somehow play the whole game and not get hurt, because he has a tendency of doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if he goes off, then you're going to have a problem in your hands, but I'm be completely honest, man. Suicide Squad's RB2 is trash. Sorry. Jordan Howard is not somebody I would have on any single roster in any league, any year, no matter what. I'm sorry. And I'm not paying favorites. If he was playing me, I'd be saying the same thing. So, but the rest of his team is good. Like, I like Zach Ertz.
I like Zach Ertz.
Tyler Boyd is a wild card. Like, but Howard just – he's going to need somebody to really go off, to really, like, have a chance to – Take the win.
And come on. Howard at New England.
Yeah. Good luck. Zero blitzing and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you have Lamar Jackson, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing we said about Patrick Mahomes. You have Lamar Jackson, but then you have weapons on your team to balance that out. It's not just, oh, he got Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, look. And I know we don't like talking about kickers, fantasy people. Bear with me here, but Younghoe Koo. Right. Remember, I was telling you about him in the offseason. For some reason, I even talked about a kicker. That goes to show you how much I care about this stuff. right now, you notice my flex is empty, and it is a tough decision because we have that Rojo news that we're going to dig into a little more on our tomorrow's episode, on our next episode. So subscribe and tune in for that. But I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do here. Although I have a plan already, if that makes sense. I already have a plan.
Up on Thursday and put somebody.
I have two ways I can play this, and I'm just going to wait, keep waiting for news and update myself and inform myself so that I can make.
Yeah, and what I just realized, you got the Wilson Lockett cross here. So
Yeah, exactly.
You just hope everything goes to Tyler Lockett.
So I'm playing a little bit of defense there.
Yeah.
So I like the matchup. I feel like I have a really good chance here. I like that my team week to week is going to be formidable for whoever plays them.
Yeah. So who are you picking yourself?
I'm gonna pick myself, man. the guys wouldn't let me live it down if I picked against myself. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna happen during the year.
Eventually. Now I'm picking myself to win every single week.
Yo, it's messed up if I pick now, but I would. I'm probably gonna pick against myself when I really feel like maybe.
No, I agree. I'm not gonna waste any more time with it. I think it'll be a little bit close, but I think you'll pull off and get the win.
All right, and then the next one,
last matchup of the week.
Yeah, if you got a little bell or something like that, this is where we would identify that this is what we said is gonna be the matchup of the week.
Yeah. Why do you think that in your eyes?
Because two solidly drafted teams, you can't really put too much weight in projections. And I know HHM will be the first to tell you that because he is the perfect executioner when it comes to that.
The epitome.
Yeah, he is the epitome of that. But in this one, if you look, you'd see two powerhouses, basically, like the numbers just
Having to score off in week one. That kind of, I'm not going to lie, it kind of irks me, but I'm kind of glad because Plata, in my opinion, one of the better teams in the league, built wise. It's not the, a team can get better throughout the year, but I'm saying right now, if I had to say my competition, this is probably one of my biggest competitors based on the way it's built to compete against my team. Because I feel like we're built almost exactly the same.
I think so. I think so, dude. I mean, it's scary how similarly these teams are built.
Yeah.
And I really...
Shout out to London for...
London, yeah.
Buying my draft guide. So, no, I'm kidding. So, no, like, honestly, my biggest worry is... I mean, he just has so many good players. It's just, I'm just hoping they don't go off. Like, Cook is going to cook. We know it. I just hope he doesn't make a full course meal on me. And Miles Sanders, hopefully the injury is lingering a little bit. And he doesn't play the second half or he sits the fourth. I don't know.
I got some one.
Things into existence.
I got one guy on London's team that I'm really curious to see, and that's A.J. Brown.
Yeah. Monday night would go square head to head with my Derrick Henry.
Yeah, let's see.
What are you thinking about AJ, man? What are your thoughts on him?
On AJ Brown, I just feel like he was really hitting his stride at the end of the year, and Tannehill was starting to go away from Davis, or maybe even the coaching staff was going away from identifying Davis as the number one receiver and saying, we have AJ Brown, man. Let's get him the ball. Yeah, so I'm curious, and I'm excited to see what AJ Brown could do from the beginning of the year with that in mind and having a play action monster like Henry in the backfield where you have to respect him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
AJ Brown on his side and on your side, Carson Wentz is the person I'm going to identify. And I feel like Carson Wentz, if we were to say, quote unquote, a weak link on your team, it would be probably a quarterback position, right? Quote unquote, I say because you know I'm fond of Wentz.
No, yeah, I know.
Like, I feel like Wentz is going to have a really good year, but maybe if that was if there's one position where I think you've afforded yourself a chance to be that way, it's quarterback. But Wentz against Washington, we know what he can do. I as far as picking this matchup, this is a tough one. This is a really tough one, man. Because I like almost every single player on this matchup.
Sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, as close as I know the matchup is, I'm trying to swing for the fence and get that. Nobody would be playing DeSean Jackson unless they had Carson Wentz. Ooh. And again, I'm just trying, man, if you know DeSean Jackson, like I know DeSean Jackson, then you know what's capable of happening in this matchup. So
another thing that I've identified is that he has a defense. He has a chance to play a little bit of defense. He has Miles Sanders to your Carson Wentz.
So I'm hoping Miles Sanders isn't in any of the passing game work. Nah, man, it's tough. Look, this is probably one of the closest matchups of the week. That's why we have it as our matchup of the week.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Of course, I'm going to say myself. I'm not going to go into any week thinking I'm going to lose because you go into that energy, you're going to lose. But it's going to be very close, man. It's so – our players are so close as far as positions go. Like, it's – somebody's going to go off and that's going to blow up the matchup. So, yeah, we'll see what happens and we'll be able to recap it, but I'm going with myself, man.
This is a tough one to call.
I'm not playing myself.
This is a tough one to call, but
– don't play no favorites. It's fine.
It's not. And the funny thing is that I'm leaning towards London's team.
Yeah.
And only because of some of these matchups, like, yeah, you know, Wentz against Washington is good, but Miles Sanders against Washington is probably better.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking at. Those subtle nuances, like Seattle playing Atlanta, that could be fireworks, man.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking of these quarterbacks that some of these receivers has, as opposed to, you know, Allen Robinson, you know what he can do. He's going to get his targets. He's gonna eat. This matchup right here is gonna go down to the wire. This is another one of those going down to Monday night. I'm gonna probably give Wow, this is hard. I quit. No, I'm gonna give you the slight edge on this one, only because despite the fact that Robinson probably doesn't have a good quarterback, he's a baller. He doesn't need it. Just put it around him. And Carson Wentz, I just keep thinking about what he did to Washington last year, and I remember that DeSean Jackson was involved in that too.
Kind of recreate a little bit, and oddly so, DeSean Jackson this year is actually the wide receiver one on that team. So
yeah,
also I have three out, Jalen Reagor out. So
I just feel like I have more to go by, in terms of past history, even though you can't weigh too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like I have more to go by with your players than his. Which is like, you know, we got a second year, 2 second-year players, 3 second-year players, yeah. 4 second-year players, a kiddo who's a third-year player, fourth year?
Yeah, fourth, I think.
Yo, wait, hold on. This is the first time I'm noticing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 second-year players on his team.
Who's that? Oh, DK. Wow. Murray,
AJ Brown, DK Metcalf. Dalvin, who's fairly young.
And got like 4 or 5 years in the league.
Miles Sanders. And Hollywood Brown.
Wow, so you're going with the experience here. Okay.
So I'm going to go on the experience side, and that's this whole time what's been pulling me to your side, because I know what Aaron Jones is going to do. I know what Henry's going to do. I know what Robinson is going to do, and I know what Galladay is going to do.
Yeah.
AJ Brown, I can only really pull from 1 year.
Yeah, it's more of a wild card, but if they can go off. Like you said, it's a little bit more boom or bust, but yeah. I think this is going to be a great matchup, man.
That's what's going to swing me over to that side.
What's that?
That's what swings me over to that side.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. All right, cool. So we got through all the matchups. Mm-hmm. Definitely excited, man. To all the managers competing this week, man, hope all of y'all lose. So now, good luck to everybody. I know we're all excited for the season to start, man. And the chat will be lit Thursday. The chat will be lit on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, y'all watching this episode, shout out to the Lights Out League one time. And if you randomly stumbled upon this video, shout out to you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and subscribe, because it's not just about this league that we talk about. I know that some of you are like, who the hell is CP? You know, like, we get it. But don't get too caught up in the names that we reference. Get caught up in the construction of the teams and maybe some of the philosophies that we point out.
Yeah,
because that's what we're trying to help highlight. And that's why we feel like we wanted to put our league in the forefront with some of these episodes. Again, stay tuned, subscribe. If you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, click on that bell so you can get the notifications is when we drop new episodes. If you're on the podcasting platforms, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, make sure you subscribe and drop a review, and follow us on Instagram as well. We have at TalkDown right now because that's our network. You got anything else, Rye? You got anything for them?
Excited for week one. We'll be back with a week one breakdown of all games in the next episode. So stay tuned for that if you got through this. And yeah, man, I'm excited, man. Thursday can't come soon enough.
Yo, let's get it.
Yep. See ya. Peace.